What's up, everybody? You're listening to the Hustle and Flowchart podcast with your boys, Matt Wolf and Joe Fear.
Wiki.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Hustle and Flowchart podcast. My name is Matt Wolf. I am here with my co-host, Joseph Fear.
Hello.
And today we have a really, really cool conversation about automation and technology and artificial intelligence.
Yeah, and how you can actually harness this yourself. No, we're actually using this, and there's some cool stuff that technology, mainly, you know, Google, Amazon, there's a lot of cool things now you can like piggyback. And basically in this episode, we're talking to Paul Clifford of Designer, and this is a good buddy of ours here in San Diego, up in Encinitas. You'll hear it referenced often, Encinitas. Kind of mispronounce that, but yeah, so when we're talking about that, that's just a little North San Diego, but yeah. he's a good buddy. He's a software ninja, comes from, you know, Silicon Valley era, like, or not era, but that area. But if you want his backstory, all that stuff, we actually did a previous episode with him last year, and it's amazing, but he digs into his backstory and a lot of that software stuff back then. So if you are interested, definitely check that out.
But that's a benefit to you, because in this episode we jump straight into the meat.
That's right, we did.
And yeah,
that's, like, we just went deep into, like, okay, what's working right now, what is he actually providing to allow you to take advantage of this, because you're legitimately taking advantage of machine learning and all that kind of cool stuff.
Yeah. Yep. So we're going to talk about a lot about how to drive traffic and grow leads in your business using content recycling, mm-hmm. and using specific tools that use artificial intelligence and machine learning and all that kind of stuff to help you recycle your content and make it a much more automated process. So a really, really fascinating subject. And we just go all over the place with ideas for how to get your stuff in front of more people using this technology. So
for sure. And make sure to also, you know, if you're driving or away from the computer, make a note, mental note, or something, to come back to the computer, check out the show notes. There's going to be some references in there for you to check out to explore further, slash you could check out that previous episode and some other cool things like cheat sheets and whatnot, mm-hmm. that are kind of like a little cliff notes of this, like the big takeaways. So you'll probably enjoy that, almost guaranteed.
Yes. So go to evergreenprofits.com and find the Paul Clifford episode and check that out. And is there anything else we need to say before we jump over to Paul?
I think that's it.
I added new like buttons on our podcast. So if you haven't yet, go like every episode we've ever done.
And what we're really trying to push, if you haven't already, I know we have actually talked to a lot of the listeners, probably you that are listening to me right now. We've chatted on the phone. Please help us. I know a lot of you guys love the podcast. We just don't really hear about it unless we actually like hop on the phone. Go hit the subscribe button on iTunes. That would help us out so much. We're just trying to get this thing out to a lot more people. And I know it's kind of one of those things a lot of people don't think about. So me included, I'm guilty of that for a lot of podcasts.
But. And we even made an easy link. Go to hustleandflowchart.com. That'll redirect you right to iTunes.
Please, please just hit subscribe.
All right. All right. Let's jump over to Paul.
Thank you.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
All right. All right.
That was very enthusiastic.
He just had a big...
It's very enthusiastic. This is going against my Britishness.
Well, you had this big smile. We're looking at you on camera. We rarely do the video with podcasts, but maybe it's a thing now. Who knows?
Yeah. No, I think it's a great thing. You know, it makes it a bit more personal. You know, we're real people, not just a voice, right?
Yeah. I mean, the voices could have changed. We were debating about doing British accents the entire time.
Do
an American accent.
Joe, I want to hear your best British accent.
I don't even want to. I'm gonna let it sneak in sometime during the conversation. I won't let you know when.
So. You're gonna say, I know what you're gonna say. You're gonna say, would you like a cup of tea?
Cheerio.
Cheerio.
We'll get into that.
I've got to run and use the loo.
In reality, do you like tea more than coffee?
No.
Okay, no. Good. Yeah. More? No. I mean, it's...
But generally, it's more... We're more tea drinkers.
Yeah.
So do you stop in the middle of the day at some point because you need a tea break?
Yeah. It's more like, you know, in California, if you need to de-stress, you smoke a joint or something. Whereas in the UK, we just make a cup of tea.
But what do you do if you're from the UK and live in California?
Do both.
Then you just put some THC in the tea and you're good.
coffee and marijuana, I guess.
I think it's a thing. Yeah.
Hey, maybe that is the next thing, right?
Well, I mean, here's it's totally tangent. I mean, you're in Encinitas, so, you know, you appreciate it. But
I know. Our local coffee shop's called the Better Buzz, you know. Maybe it's going to be called the Better Spliff moving forward.
And the best meat in Southern California is called Cardiff Crack, right?
That's true. Right.
Well, I was thinking, I mean, you could totally do a butter, you know, a bulletproof coffee, but with THC butter. Think about it.
It's true that you could do that.
Yeah. I've never tried, but I've been tempted. And got Paul interested.
Let's get on to Dave Asprey, right?
Yeah. Right? I'm sure he's tried it.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, it's funny. One of my favorite, we were actually reading some of the reviews on the podcast before we hit record, and one of my favorite reviews says, "Thanks for not doing any podcast episodes about keto."
That's true. <Yeah. laughs> Which secretly we did have one tangent, but all good. Yeah. Paul Lindbergh.
Let's talk about what we're going to talk about,
right?
Yeah, let's do it.
What are we talking about, Matt?
All right. So we're actually about to do a webinar with you on this concept of content recycling using your new designer AI tool. So I wanted to kind of just dive right in. And, you know, if you don't know who Paul is, this is actually our second time interviewing Paul. So if you don't know Paul, definitely check out the first episode. We go into his backstory and kind of how he got into software development and all that sort of thing in that first episode. We'll link to it in the show notes. This one, we just want to dive straight in. So can you talk about what is content recycling? Because I know the sort of training we're about to do with you, which should already be live by the time this is out, is a lot about content recycling. So can you kind of touch on that topic and explain what it means?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, as you know, you and I have been in the content marketing game for quite a while. And, you know, over the last 5 years, you know, we've witnessed pretty much any company online, turning everything into content marketing, right? So, you know, what they're all focusing on is the top five things. You know, it's blogging, it's, you know, videos, it's creating ebooks, it's things like, you know, podcasting. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everything is all around, you know, creating content that engages people, okay? So, imagine that, right? So all of a sudden you've got the whole world online, that is, the whole world suddenly thinking, right, we've got to produce all this great content, you know? So they're producing it. And so what happens is, of course, we're seeing saturation now. And because there's such a big motivation for people to just push out more and more and more content, that the effectiveness of content is diminishing. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so you see things like, you know, Google and search engines placing more emphasis now on like 4,000 word posts, you know, rather than, you know, 2 years ago, it was 1,000 or 2,000 words, you know. So like the bars are just going up all the time.
Yeah. Like and, 5 years ago, it was 500 word posts is what you were shooting for. So right, I remember when we first started blogging back in 2007, that was our goal, was all of our blog posts need to be a minimum of 500 words.
Oh, man.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. We thought that was interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. And
so here's the thing, right? So the problem is, it's hard, right? It's hard producing all this. And if you're not doing it yourself, it's expensive, right? Because you need to hire people to do it and all that kind of thing. So, you know, there is this whole technique called content repurposing, which isn't brand new, by the way. Okay, I didn't invent it. You know, and I put a little spin on it, calling it content recycling. But essentially, the premise is that, you know, you've already got all this great content in one form or another in your business. You know, and especially if you're a larger company, you know, you've got tons of white papers, research articles, a lot of content. It's already done. Yeah. And so instead of coming up and starting to create brand new blog posts every time and struggling with that, you know, let's find the stuff that you've already got and, you know, reproduce it, transform it, recycle it, okay, into a new form of content. And so that's where this whole notion is going. And by that, you know, we're not just talking about, you know, your white papers. We're talking about, you know, let's take a blog post and turn that into an ebook, you know, which you do a lot. In fact, you turn a lot of your blog posts into PDFs, so you can put them on SlideShare and you track that and you've got data to support that you actually get traffic from that, you know.
Right.
And, you know, why not take a collection of your best articles and turn them into a Kindle ebook, okay?
Right.
You know, another great example. And of course, Amazon is a search engine in itself nowadays, right?
Yeah.
And so there are people actively searching for solutions on Amazon.
Sure.
And you can see the way that's going. So pushing your content onto Amazon is another good traffic form. And of course, you don't have to charge for an ebook. You can put it up there for free. And you're going to get
I was going to say there's a whole free option there that just to back up really quick, like a few years ago, I was partnered with Mish Shah and we had a bunch of publishing books. If we had your tool designer at that time, that would have made our lives way easier. Like we were literally having to custom code like .mobi files and EPUBs and stuff like that. All the stuff that Amazon or Apple wants. You know, but it's like it's a platform, both of them, even iBooks too, because I know you can publish to there. It's amazing traffic, or at least branding exposure.
Yeah, totally. It comes down to an old thing called modalities. You know, I don't know if you remember, but you know, people consume content in different ways. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, some people will just watch videos, you know, and if you're not putting a video in front of them, they're switched off. You know, some people don't like videos. Some people are in a corporate environment or they can't have the speaker on or whatever, and they much rather read, you know, they much rather read a blog post. You know, like your podcast, as amazing as it is, a lot of people won't necessarily watch it, you know, because they're more interested in reading, scanning, looking for the text, finding, drilling out and pulling out those nuggets. And so, you know, to boost an easy boost to your reach and to your audience and to your engagement is to ensure that you're covering all those angles. Okay, so you know you're covering your video and your readers and your listeners all in the same piece of content. Okay, so you know, so you pull out your best content and whatever form that is. So we talked about blog posts into PDFs, whatever. Let's talk about videos and audios, for example. You know, turn that into a blog post, turn that into an ebook. Okay. You know, look at, you know, Tim Ferriss, his big book, remember Tools of Titans, I think it was called, right?
Yep.
You know, it's like this. Yeah.
Here goes Matt. Here we go.
Yeah, right.
It's on video.
I'm showing it on video if you're listening in.
I always call that any of Tim's books, like the last three I'm looking at, they're all like weapons. So like if you ever need to defend yourself in a dark alley in Encinitas, then you can just whack someone over the head with Tim's book. It's all good. Blunt
trauma. You don't need to take it to Encinitas for protection.
You can do it anywhere. Yeah. Chicago, fine.
But you know, look at Tools of Titans, right? Where did the content come from that book?
Podcasts.
All his podcasts.
All his podcasts, right?
Funny you say that. We're actually going to do that for our own podcast, but just for traffic. But we will be using Designer for that.
Yeah, we've been actually talking. I like your little subtle pitches in there.
But no, it's true.
We've actually been talking about putting out a book called like Traffic Secrets Revealed, which might already be taken.
Whatever.
Volume 1. And just like taking all of the traffic tips from our podcast and just making a giant like encyclopedia of traffic strategies.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah.
Exactly what you're saying. Yeah.
You know, and in fact, you've got a lot from your newsletter as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Already done. So you can turn that into.
If we put all those newsletters into a book, which we actually have it in Google Docs, it's like a 450-page book. So it's probably a good like Tools of Titan size book.
Mm. Totally. And then thick paper, you know, hardback.
Oh, by the way, that's 8.5 by 11, 450 pages. That's, you know, so.
Oh, I thought he was just hardback, thick paper for the weapon usage.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You need that to turn it into a weapon.
Got it. Right. Okay. Carrying on.
Carrying on.
We're going to start selling our book to survivalists now, too. After you read this, it's also a weapon.
It's a good selling point.
Yeah, let's take a step back and recap. So, you know, we're talking about, you know, recycling content and into from one form to another. Okay, you've got all this great content and how can you get it out to, you know, more audience without having to, you know, spend hours and hours and hours in doing it. Okay, so this is the direction we're taking with Designer. And as you know, we launched Designer back in 2016 as a tool for creating ebooks from your blog posts and, you know, evolved that. And it's been doing like incredibly well since then. And, you know, you can now import a PDF and you can turn a PDF into a flipbook. You can turn your blog post into a flipbook. You can turn
what's a flipbook? Can you explain like
basically
what that is?
A into B really, really easily with a nice design slapped on it in between, you know, using our templates and things like that.
Can you quickly explain what a flipbook is?
Yeah, a flipbook is where, so the problem with PDFs and books, they're difficult to share because they're big and chunky, right? They're several megabytes. Whereas what you really want to do is just send a link to someone. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so what you can do now is create a flipbook, which is it's a link that you can share. And when someone loads it up on their phone or on their browser, or whatever, you dynamically turn the pages, you know, the pages turn like this.
I like it. Okay.
Yeah. So it's not like a normal PDF where you just kind of endlessly scroll down through the thing. It actually kind of reads more like a Kindle book or something.
Yeah. Yeah. And it does it within the browser context. So it means that you don't have this huge, you know, 100 megabyte file on your phone. Yeah. You're just looking at the page.
A page, yeah.
You know, and able to read it. You know, when you go into Amazon and there's that section in the book that says, take a look inside.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a flip book.
That's a flip book.
Got it. Yeah. So you can make them interactive. Because I have seen them before. You can make them interactive. You can probably embed some cool stuff in there if you want to get fancy.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, you know, it's a great way of, you know, getting heavy PDFs out to especially mobile users, you know, who have trouble with PDFs. So you can do that. And then what we've recently released, and this is what we're like really proud of right now and focusing all our attention on, is this AI technology that will take your audio or your video file and transcribe it literally within minutes. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, the advances now in AI enable us to do this. Like, it takes a tenth of the time. Okay, and the accuracy is like almost 97% now, you know, assuming we're speaking English and things like that.
Right.
But it's really, really good at picking up nuances in words and all that. And, you know, when you read through it, it's incredible.
Now, what if you're Scottish?
Yeah, Scottish versions. Well, we could do that, but it'd have to be really, really cheap.
Okay.
Scots are known for you know.
Not no, I was just much. Wondering, like, does the AI does it recognize like really heavy accents?
Yeah, Paul, we're not trying to try a grudge here between.
We're not trying to start a war between.
You know, I'm half Scottish, right?
Oh, perfect. You're fine then. Cool.
You know how copper wire was invented?
Not a clue.
Yeah, it's two Scotsmen fighting over a one penny piece.
This is good.
Oh, I'm gonna make sure Stephen Renton listens to this episode.
Oh, he will. We'll make him. No, but going back to this AI, like it.
Yeah.
A couple years ago, I think it was the first time it started to really get on the scene, you know, for transcriptions. There's been Rev around for a long time. There's all these different options, but we were never really happy with the AI type of transcriptions. And I know a lot of folks would get frustrated because of the editing process after. And they're like, damn it, it didn't catch this person's name or capitalize, whatever. But after using Designer, and this is not a joke, but your transcription, the very first time, I think I took one of James Schramko's podcasts. I don't know why, not my own, but I threw his in there. I think maybe it's the Australian accent. And it was perfect. And
oh, there you go. It works for Australians then.
It does, yeah. There you go, James. He listens. So, but it was amazing. And I think he actually uses your tool too. So, you know, it just kind of works that way. But it was amazing because even weird, like, there were some funky names, you know, from people that were mentioned in there, and it nailed it. And I even double-checked the spelling. I was like, I don't know how the hell that worked, but cool. It just saved us a ton of time.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's cool. It's quite amazing, you know, when it comes through. And of course, but you know, there's going to be errors though, you know. Sure. So it's not 100% perfect. And to solve that, you know, when the transcription comes back a few minutes later, you know, we present it in an editor. And then what we're doing right now is focusing on making the correction process like really slick and easy. So things like, you know, if it detects a brand, let's say Facebook, comes up in conversation, you know, the Facebook, the name, you know, normally you capitalize the F, right? Mm-hmm. So it won't know to do that. But you can click on it and say, right, capitalize all words like this, and it will go through, and wherever it finds Facebook, it'll automatically capitalize it. Hmm. You know, things like that. And you can do all that with one click, by the way. And wow. Some other really cool stuff. So if you're doing a video, and this is what I think is going to be the best, is that, you know, when you're scanning you can put in a YouTube video, for example, and it comes back the transcription. And as you're reading through, you can just click or do Control I, and it will just take a screen grab of that video and put it straight in the text.
Yeah.
Wherever
you
are.
That's so smart. It's so smart. So if like you're a YouTuber, yeah, or you really focus on video marketing, now every video you have now becomes also a PDF or a written blog post with the screenshots. So like even tutorial videos, mm-hmm, where you're like, I'm sharing my screen and showing you where to click and stuff, still relevant.
Yeah, exactly. So the application now is not just for podcasters, it's for course creators, you know, step-by-step videos. They want to turn those into a book or a PDF or something like that. People doing training for software or something else. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, when I'm doing my training, I don't write a script first. You know, generally, I'll just do the screencast, yeah, mm-hmm, and talk, mm-hmm, through it. This is what I'm doing. This is why I'm doing it. Click this, click, right? A lot of people haven't got time to watch a video. They just want to read it. So, right, you know, we just take that video, run it through Designer, and out comes, you know, a blog post at the other end. We put that on our training blog.
I love it. Yeah.
And so, I mean, it's so quick.
Yeah. We do so many tutorials for different affiliate products, ThriveCart being one of them.
And Designer being another.
And Designer. Yeah, I know, both of them. But the whole thing is, like, we have so many videos that with, like, that's just the best way we create videos or content. It's the quickest way, you know, podcasts are another one. But if we could take that and now fill out those blog posts with another option to follow along, don't want to watch the video? All right, well, here you go. Screenshots, step-by-steps. I'm sure it's great for SEO as well.
Yeah, totally. Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, the SEO is an important one, actually, because, you know, we were just talking a minute ago about long form content and search engines, or Google especially, putting emphasis on that. And, you know, when you're doing a podcast, it's a slow road to grow your audience in the early days, right? And you know, when you look at the podcast forums, you see so many situations of people really struggling, you know, because they're putting all this work publishing the podcast, but they're not getting the traction, you know. And as we all know, the traction does come, but it comes much later. So you still have to market your podcast, mm-hmm, right? You still have to do the marketing for the podcast itself, even though the podcast is a marketing tool.
Sure.
And in a really easy way of doing that is to provide transcripts or show notes, as we call them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because, you know, transcripts, especially if you make them interesting, you know, highlight block quotes and things like that, and maybe put some images in and things. If you do that, all of a sudden you've got a 2,000 plus word article.
Yeah.
Right? Going straight on your blog.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're going to get the Google love for that.
I think we just started, because of Designer giving us the option to do this, not only fast, but for a lot cheaper than we would have gone to Rev or some other service out there. That's exactly what we're doing now. And we've done it for a handful with the transcripts on there. And it's, I think, well over 4,000 words.
Or probably 4,000?
Or no.
These podcasts are like 12,000 words.
No, that's right. Yeah, they're beefy as hell.
Depends who's talking, right?
Yeah, that's a good point. The only downside is obviously, you know, WordPress limitations, but whatever. There's ways around that. I think they're upgraded.
Yeah.
But
yeah, that is the big problem, is when you put a 12,000 word post into WordPress all of a sudden gets real slow.
Right.
But
right.
So I'm actually curious about the sort of the development of Designer, and I don't know if this is something you really want to go into or not, but I'm kind of curious, you know, what was the process like to add this kind of functionality? Because to me, adding some sort of like artificial intelligent element just seems like crazy Elon Musk type stuff.
Well, we're looking at the British and Scottish Elon. I mean, look at him.
There you go.
That's how we did it.
It's a long conversation, but, you know, basically it's, you know, there's a lot of AI facilitators already. So like Google and Amazon can provide a lot of infrastructure and a lot of the really complex AI kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And they expose APIs right, okay, to you. So you can tap into the massive brain power, you know, that powers Alexa and, you know, and Google, Google Assistant and all that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. And you kind of overlay that with some organic words, you know, so things that you do know, you know, work well, mm-hmm, right? And then when you put that combo together, that's where you start to come up with really accurate machine transcriptions.
So you and your team, there's actually people in the background, you know, adding new words into the platform and making sure it's learning all the time?
Yeah, so it's not so much people like typing as such, but we're using, you know, bits of content. We're using articles and things like that.
Mm-hmm. To learn, yeah.
We don't actually have like a team of 500 people in sub-Asian country who are like going,
this is a new word, let's add it to the database.
You know? Yeah, no.
We have to turn this around in 2 minutes.
Go faster. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. That's always blown my mind with some of these transcription services. I'm like, how do they do that? And A, they're fast, but I'm like, I know they got to be using machine learning and then just having a team to basically edit it up.
Well, the thing is,
best they can.
We
partner with people who are doing this.
Ah, okay, I didn't know that.
They're not all working for us directly, you know.
Got it. Yeah, because we've used some of the automated tools in the past. There's some other existing ones. Trent is one that we've played with in the past, and we were never happy with the transcriptions. They always came back to us and really went, you know, what is this? This is junk, right? So we've always ended up going with Rev to the like human actually standing there, or sitting typing. but somehow Designer, I mean, the results are just like 10x better than what we used to get from Trent. So, you know, I would have imagined a lot of the technology out there is kind of the same technology. But if you compare side by side, I almost guarantee if we got notes from Trent and got notes from Designer, the Designer ones would beat it.
That'd be a good video. We should do that.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Trent challenge.
Side by side. Actually, shit, that actually sounds really fun.
Yeah.
Coming your way.
So, soon. You know, so the idea then is we try and make the editor easy to use. Mm-hmm. And to do those little subtle nuances, take screen captures of videos. Oh, another thing we do is when you come across a website mention, you know, so let's say, you know, you're coming across evergreenprofits.com or digitalmarketer.com or whatever, you can, as you come across that domain, you can click on it and it will go out to that website, like literally take a photo, take a screen grab of that website and then pull it back into the content.
Oh man, I didn't know that.
So, you know, what's great about that is, again, it's just another thing that livens up the transcript, you know, because in the old days, when you get something back from Rev, it's just a lot of words and you know, it's a lot of work. And so you just want things to break it up to make it more interesting to read.
So I'm going to mention Patty. So Patty, I know you're listening to this right now. She's on our team. She actually, for everybody listening, she's the one that writes all the show notes, transcriptions, does Designer. So start using some of these ninja tricks that Paul's saying. This is right up our alley. Because that is the toughest and time-consuming thing, is going out there, grabbing specific pages or, like you said, screen grabs from the video. Just prettying up that big block of text that typically a transcription looks like.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you know, and then, so, you know, basically you get the transcript back and everything like that. And then you've got a couple of choices. So you can just click download and just grab that content and do what you want with it. Okay. But where it gets more interesting is then what you can do is choose a template, a style. So maybe you develop one for your brand or something like that. It's all built into Designer. And then that will then turn it into something that looks like a lot more professional. And it's at that stage, then you can like add more images in, put a good cover on it, you know, to make it an ebook, and stylize it a little bit, to then publish that as one of the ebook formats we talked about earlier, or, you know, the new thing we've just put in is embed it into your blog post directly, you know, so you can literally export as HTML, we call it, and you can copy and paste the little piece of code it gives you, put it on your blog post, and you're done, you know what I mean? And all the formatting's retained and everything else, and it will inherit the style of your blog, okay? Mm-hmm. So it still fits in really nicely, and it's SEO friendly, so it's not like, you know, and what we call an iframe embed, you know, where Google can't see it. It's all the text gets put on your blog. So, you know, that way Google's going to pick up on it, and, you know, it just makes the whole process really, really easy, you know?
Yeah. And that's the exact thing that we use to put the transcriptions on our blog is the HTML export. Cause I think I did it kind of the wrong way before. I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to export to a doc and then I'm going to copy it. Like, no, that was horrendous. Mm-hmm. Please don't do that. Anyone listening. But the HTML export was like night and day. And then when I figured that out and I told Patty about it, I was like, holy smokes. Like, this is the way to do it right here.
Yeah, the WordPress editor is funky. For whatever reason, when you import from like a Word or a Google Doc or something, it screws everything up. So the HTML import is kind of a lifesaver.
I have
a question about, so speaking of traffic, we were talking about SEO. So Designer can obviously be used for SEO if you have a podcast or video, because then it transcribes it and you try to rank for whatever you're talking about. Are there other ways that you can use Designer and some of this recycled content for traffic outside of SEO?
So we talked about, you know, PDFs onto PDF sharing sites and things like that. You also use that as your lead magnet, you know, to use as an ebook for people to download and subscribe. Yeah, so that's good, help you grow your list. We talked about the SEO benefits. You can obviously, you know, take that and push it onto Amazon, you know, as Kindle. Let me think, the other traffic benefits, I'm just trying to think what you guys do. You definitely do the slide share piece, don't you?
Issue, there's like four or five sites you can upload PDFs to.
Yeah, Speaker Deck is another one.
Oh yeah, yeah, good point.
We have a whole Designer blog post that we'll link in the show notes for sure that like lines out all these different strategies we use.
Like something like 30 ways that we use Designer.
Nice.
It's quite a bit. But the traffic. Yeah. Have you seen good success with the Amazon, like the free books?
Can you do free books on Amazon?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, like Kindles. You can do free Kindles, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I always thought the free Kindle thing was like only if you had a Kindle Unlimited subscription or something.
But that's what I was curious, because I'm like, I would be down to try that.
Yeah, well, you know, you can do free Kindle books, unless that's changed, literally. I mean, I haven't been on there for a little while, but, you know, a lot of people were doing that.
Yeah, no, I've seen a bunch
of people. Or even if you charge a dollar, you know, you know. But the point is, it will come up in Amazon search rankings. And, you know, if you get your title right, which is, as you know, key to a lot of this, you know, ensure you've got a keyword optimized, you know, headline and things like that. And in fact, one of the methods that I teach for people writing headlines is to do some Amazon research. Yeah, because let's say you're into keto, and I know that's your favorite topic. You know, if you do a search for, you know, keto, then look at the top bestsellers that are selling and look at their titles, right? And and you'll find that they pretty much all follow a very similar formula, to be honest.
Yeah.
You know, it's always like it's a number, it's
like how
keyword modifiers that are based around quick, easy, cheap, fast, you know, all those kind of things. So, you know, it's going to be seven easy to make keto recipes that will make you look young and beautiful, just like Joe.
Oh, you know, thank you.
There you go. It's your bestseller.
It is already. You didn't know about it. But yeah, no, that's, I think this is something we got to test, because we have not done that.
Not Amazon, no.
We haven't played around with the book stuff. We did a lot like years ago and it was very effective. Yeah. But exactly like you said, now with Amazon, and if it's, you know, with a program like this, it's actually easy to make them look great too.
Yeah.
That was always the issue, is making them actually look appealing.
So just to kind of close the loop on the whole like traffic thing, there's obvious benefits for SEO. If you're posting videos or audios, get the transcription, that's going to help with SEO. You can like export a PDF, put it on SlideShare, Issue, Speaker Deck. I even think like Google Drive has like an open area where you can upload PDFs that people can explore. You've got using it as a lead magnet to get people on your list, which will essentially drive traffic back to your list. What else?
There's a whole bunch of other ones. Posting
it on Kindle or iBooks or any other book platform out there and putting links inside of the books, so to drive traffic back to your website.
But if you're doing YouTube, there's a lot of YouTube marketers, right? just trying to rank that content, you can put that transcript in the description of the YouTube. You know,
smart. Or give the YouTubers, obviously they're on YouTube, but you can give them a link, maybe a special link for that video to download the transcript or maybe the step-by-step in written form.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot of cool ways. And that's the thing. It's like, if you could just jive with, I feel like the best thing is start with the content creation type that you're comfortable with, something you flow with. And then from there, figure out what to do with it.
Yeah. So, okay, I want to touch on some lead magnets real quick too. What are some good, like, best practices for creating lead magnets? I'll start with the obvious one. The obvious one is if you can actually take a blog post, convert it to a PDF, and then get people to opt in for the PDF version of the blog post. That one's always surprised me because, like, we'll put it in a little slide in the bottom right corner of the site, and we'll get like a 5% of the people that view the page to opt in for a PDF version of the same thing they just read.
Yeah.
I think it just comes back to people thinking, well, if I get the PDF, then maybe I'll actually remember to read this later. But
yeah, I think everyone's a kleptomaniac, you know? It's,
right.
It's like, that's really, really good. I don't want to lose it. I know. I'll just save it. Yeah. It's on my disk and I know I'll come back to it later.
Yeah. Are there any other, like real cool lead magnet ideas that you can use Designer for getting people to opt into your list?
Well, so for Designer per se, you know, because Designer is all about creating the lead magnet from that content, you know, so, you know, that's the whole content upgrade or that, which is what we just talked about, you know, that, that is the core thing. You know, lead magnets in general, you know, they have to be very specifically tied to the post that someone's reading.
Right.
Okay. So let's just step out of the box. Let's say you're not using Designer. You know, you can create a tool or a spreadsheet or a list of, you know, techniques or, you know, anything that's just going to take or help that person just take the next step. Yeah.
Right.
You know, James Schramko, you mentioned him earlier on his podcast, you know, he publishes the full transcript and, you know, download the PDF in return for, you know, submitting your email.
Exactly. It's
the perfect content upgrade. He's been doing it for years.
Yeah. I'm so curious. I'm curious right? about how well the transcripts get opt-ins, especially since they're already embedded.
Well, we know that the podcast is his number one traffic source. I mean, he's very open about that. So it's something's doing, you know, doing well for him. And we're taking it. We're kind of taking it. Well, we're definitely taking his lead with your lead on the software side of stuff. But creating like cheat sheets with every podcast is, you know, Patty, we mentioned earlier, she takes notes, extensive notes throughout each podcast. And she will not only create the show notes from that, but we'll take a, you know, create really in-depth cheat sheets that people can
That's a good point. I'm glad you mentioned that because we're just rolling that out actually, probably in the next week. So as you're going through, you can create a note against every paragraph. Yeah. So as you're listening to it or reading to it and you want to like summarize or make a key point or benefit, you can just type it in as a note.
Oh.
Yeah. And so it gets stored and timestamped. Yeah.
Uh-huh, got transcript. It.
And then when it goes into, you know, the final editor, the formatter, you know, it'll be at the top. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what you could do is you can then say, right, that's my cheat sheet, and just delete the transcript. And then you've got all your notes. There's your cheat sheet done.
Oh, man.
Right?
That's cool.
That's pretty smart. Yeah.
Okay. There you go, Patty. Yeah. I like that a lot. To the list.
Patty from here on out would be.
There you go, Patty. Call me if you need any more help.
You got to open line.
From here on out, Patty's referred to as Blue Shark. Don't forget.
Purple Shark.
Yeah. Oh, Purple Shark. Sorry.
Purple hair. Come on. That's her doing. She
named herself. Her own nickname. She nicknamed herself.
You don't want to know Matt's name.
No, we're not going to talk about my nickname on air. Actually, we can. My nickname that I named myself is Mr. Nice Guy.
Yeah, that's not what she gave you.
That's not the nickname my team gave me. That's the nickname I gave myself. I won't go into what my team named me because it's not nice for children.
No one wants to know that. You shouldn't know that.
You should. Right? You're right.
In fact, you don't know that. That's just what the team are telling you they want you to hear.
Right?
You don't know the real name, right?
That's probably true.
We have a totally different Slack channel without Matt in it that we're typically talking in, but that's where...
All right. So this will be a fun question because I mentioned I wrote that blog post that we will share later. It's got like, I don't know, 25, 30 different ways we use Designer. You could mention some of the same ones that are already mentioned on it, but I'm curious, what are some of the more creative ways you've seen people use Designer and like the feature set? Because you obviously have a pretty big like database of people using it. I'm just curious, what are some of the outside of the box ways you've seen it being used?
Well, so people are using it just to create books, you know. They're using it to create ebooks, they're using it to create flip books. We've got a lot of corporates who've got a ton of PDFs lying around, you know, and they want to get it out to a more mobile audience. And so they're creating a flip book, which is just a link, you know, and putting that on there. And, you know, where people get the most benefit really is in the speed. You know, if you're going to set out and write a novel from scratch, then Designer is probably not your best tool to start with. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, you're better off with Word or whatever your favorite editor is, you know, and get the words out in something really simple. And then when you want to make that look amazing, then you import it into Designer. And Designer can take your Word document, by the way, just import it and do all the magic from there. So, but those are the key things, right? You know, so flipbooks, ebooks, Kindles, iBooks, and you can and embed that onto, you know, your WordPress site or if you've got Wix, Squarespace, any of those. You know,
now,
are
there any use cases where somebody had Designer and you're just like, wow, I actually never imagined it being used in that way? Like just some real... one that I'll share.
But I'm sure you've got something. I do. On this point. Like, what is it that you do?
No, I do. I will share one or two.
You go first.
But I was just kind of curious if you had any that were just like, yeah, this blew me away when I saw somebody use it this way. I've shared all the different ways I've used it with you, but one of the ways that I thought was really cool was we have a 10-day email sequence. So somebody can opt into one of our sequences, and it's this 10-day sequence that kind of shows them through setting up all these various tools that they need in their business. And that goes out through our autoresponder. We use Drip, but this is relevant to any autoresponder. And basically what we did was all of our emails have an HTML version of them saved inside of Drip's database. And so what I did was I actually imported all of the HTML versions of the emails into a PDF downloadable ebook. And so when somebody gets on our list on day one, we say, okay, over the next 10 days, you're going to learn this. But if you want to learn it all today, you know, $7 today, I'll send you the PDF with the entire email sequence. And you have like a little real low-hanging fruit lead magnet what do they call it? Tripwire, right? Yeah. Like a tripwire style thing that you sell for $5 or $7 right when somebody gets on your list.
Yeah, of course. That's genius.
Yeah, it is. I mean, that's just an easy product right there. So for folks looking at, I don't know what to sell. Well, there you go. Sell your email sequence right there.
Yep.
You're basically, they're buying time back. They're like, we want it now. Buy it. Cool.
Yeah. No, it makes total sense.
Yeah.
I'll link to the blog post that we're talking about because I did list off like 25 and I'm drawing a blank on most of them.
There's a lot of them there, but the post I think will do a lot of justice.
Yeah.
What's in the future? I know you mentioned the notes for Designer. Like, where do you see this thing headed? Is AI getting better or some other cool stuff?
We do have a plan. So we've got a couple of things. So in the short term, we want to make it easier for people to take lots of blog posts and turn it into a book, or lots of transcripts and turn it into a book. So we got this feature called Draft. And that's live now. But what you can do then is you can focus on importing all your content. So you end up with like lots of drafts. Mm-hmm. You know, check all your wording, your editing and everything in draft mode because it's just a raw text editor. And then, you know, take those 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and convert it into the ebook. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, you know, then you can create your tools of titans, you know, really, really quickly and easily. The next thing we're working on is rather than just YouTube, maybe Facebook Lives. Okay, so a lot of people doing Facebook Lives, getting that content into an ebook or transcript or something like that. You know, that's next on our radar. And then more long term is actually going to be going the other way. right? Let's take your blog post and turn that into a video.
Mm-hmm. Now we're talking. Right? I like it.
So, you know, that's the next step, really.
Yeah. No, I think it's amazing because so many people are just like, oh, video, you know, but yeah, come on. It's it's a great medium. Like you just said, Facebook Lives, they've been around for a while, but they're finally catching on with a lot of folks. You still get a ton of exposure. I know a lot of our SEO, you know, over the years has been hinging on things like videos, like on Vimeo. Mm-hmm. It's worked really well for us in addition to the PDFs.
So it
just goes back to recycling your content creatively.
Now, I know Designer also has a feature in it where you can go to, is it Facebook groups or Facebook pages? You can go inside Facebook and essentially pull out comments and discussions and turn those into PDFs.
Yeah, yeah. You know, so for group, so for pages and groups, so for, well, they kind of work the same, right? But the benefits are slightly different. So let's take a group. If you run a group, one of the biggest problems with that is you got so much content going in, you know, so many new threads, new posts and everything. And, you know, over a month, there's a ton of really cool gems that come out of that, you know, some that really, really get really active and loads of comments and likes and all that sort of stuff. And the problem that a group administrator has is obviously keeping people engaged in the group. And people get disheartened because they know the solution's in the group somewhere and they've missed it, you know, it's just gone. And the search in Facebook group never seems to deliver, does it, right?
Yeah, horrible.
It's just horrible. So, you know, for a group admin, you know, what you can do is through Designer, you can say, right, here's my group. Show me the most active top 10 posts this month.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ooh. And so it'll import, you know, the post with, you know, the most likes, the most comments, for example, and then turn that into an ebook, you know, and then you can deliver that as your monthly summary of, you know, what's happened this month.
Yeah. Can you do, can you go to other people's groups and do this, or do you have to own the group?
You have to be an admin.
Or an admin. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah.
That's good. No, this is, I could see the weekly, depending or monthly on the engagement, being amazing to just follow up with that targeted list of people.
Yeah, I mean, that's also, it's also a, be a solid lead magnet if you were selling access to a group.
Sure.
Right? Yeah. If you're selling access to a group, you can always have people opt in and say, hey, do you want to see the top 10 threads from our group from last month to get a feel for what the community's like? They opt in to get that. Once they opt in, now you follow up with them relentlessly and sell them on your group.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it. That's the thing with Designer is like, I don't even, luckily this episode we're able to throw a bunch of ideas out, but it almost, I guess the point here is not to overwhelm the listeners, but to just say like, all right, just pick like a couple of these things.
There's a lot of cool shit you can do with
start
it.
Start small, start simple, you know?
Yeah, start with what you get.
You know, we've got a really active group too. You know, we've got, you know, so we've got like 7,500 people like really active, and we have a dedicated staff member who just runs the group. And so what he's doing daily is creating little videos for people. So when someone comes up with, hey, how would you do this? You know, he says, I'll show you. And he just posts in the video, you know, and he's great. He's great for that. And, you know, because of that, then the engagement's really good. People coming up with all ideas and things like that. And the other thing we do, so we've got quite a good support team now, and we're probably the only software company at this sort of price level that does one-on-one training. Yeah.
That's true.
So if you get stuck with anything, you can just request it in the support chat, and you set up a Zoom call and you get like one-on-one training, one-on-one walkthrough through Designer.
That's, I mean, I know, I think Patty took you up on something like that, and it panned out perfect. I mean, that is very unique, and most softwares just kind of leave you there to dry and, you know, wish the best with our knowledge base, but it's probably not that great. So, no, but you're doing it right.
Yeah, we're obviously conscious of the fact that it's a very powerful tool, and as you just said, there's potential for overwhelm. Right. And so that's kind of why we want to just go over the top at the beginning, make sure you're comfortable, get you on board, get you using it. And once people have been through that, then, you know, they stay for life. You know,
I love it.
It's great. Yeah.
Well, we should probably start wrapping this thing up. So
yeah.
What are how do people go find, like, what's the best place for people to...
evergreenprofits.com/designer-AI.
Okay. That, right there.
I'll link to it in the show notes.
Like, I don't know the link.
Yeah. And designer spelled D-E-S-I-G-N-R-R. So exactly. Instead of that last E, there's two R's there. So designer with an R-R at the end, and then put dash AI, and this is the new version of designer that's coming out. Or it's out.
Yeah.
It is out.
Yeah.
It's ready.
It is out.
Right on, man. Well, what
And so the transcript for this, right, will be on there.
Absolutely.
Heck yeah, Will. Mm-hmm. So we'll cheat sheet.
You know what that means, though? That means you got to make some interesting visuals.
Patty?
Well, we've got... this is one of the few podcasts that we're actually taking a video, so all the visuals will just be you in front of your brick wall.
Exactly. It's not enough, is it?
Well, you had a great
crazy
background.
Things like that.
There it is. That's the podcast image right there. Still frame. What's he looking for?
Yeah, now he's making creative stills.
Oh, this is... That's good.
Oh man,
freeze frame, perfect. Cool. Yeah.
That you can't see him. He's holding stuff up into the camera so that we have different screenshots to pull for this
gold spiky bar. I don't know what he does. That's probably another weapon that he uses.
Oh, that's
hard
awesome.
Streets of Encinitas. So, oh, hold on.
Say no to crap jobs. I love it. And a horseshoe.
So we're finding that Paul has a lot of knickknacks in his office, and
love it.
I love it. All right, so wrapping it up, I know we asked you this last time. What are some cool books? Anything new that's on your radar, or something? Yeah, that just is fascinating.
I'll tell you what's on my radar. Only you reminded me in your last podcast about Profit First.
Yes, mm-hmm.
You know,
he's coming on the show soon. Yeah,
and GTD. You know, because literally I've been thinking about my productivity and finances last week.
Oh,
you know, and your emails came through and it was like almost serendipity. You know, I was thinking, oh, yes, yeah. You know.
And Mike McCallaway, the Profit First guy, is going to be on the show too. He's scheduled the interview with us in 2 weeks.
Yeah. He's a cool dude. And yeah, and GTD, you know, Getting Things Done, David Allen, that podcast just dropped yesterday. 2 days ago? Yesterday. At the time of this recording. But yeah, and we'll do a round two with him too. But it's so if you have any questions, Paul, selfishly, pipe them over. Really, anyone listening, that would actually be good.
Yeah, honestly, anybody listening to this show, if you have questions for any of our upcoming guests, let us know in our Facebook group.
Over. Yeah. And for Paul as well, obviously.
And for Paul. Paul's also in the Facebook group.
Yes, he is. Well, awesome, Paul. Well,
Other than the designer link that we sent them to, is there anywhere else you'd want them to check out? Do you have like a main website for your entire brand and business or anything like that?
Well, let's you know, with most people going to that link, I mean, everyone knows it's designer.io, but you know, they can get everything with the link in the show notes,
cool.
And you know, we'll probably have like a demo video, you know, on that link, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they'll get a full overview and things like that. But remember, you know, anyone who comes in, you know, you get the Facebook group, you get the dedicated one-on-one support, you know, so you won't get stuck, right? So, mm-hmm. You know, we're focused on, you know, long-term here. So we're excited to have, you know, just more and more customers coming in.
Yeah.
Very cool. And you guys.
Yeah, and it's both of us. You get both two of us, and even Patty will probably wrangle her into that whole thing.
A lot of these random ideas that I mentioned of things that I've built or done with Designer, I've actually made videos of most of those. So if somebody does grab Designer through our link and you want those videos, let us know and we'll share them with you. Because I did make a video on that email trick and some videos on using Facebook groups and making PDFs from those and things like that. We have videos on all of that. So if somebody grabs Designer after listening to this podcast, shoot me a message on Facebook or wherever and we'll hook you up.
Awesome.
Right on.
Cool.
All right, Paul. Thank you, my man.
We'll thanks for having me on, guys. It's always a pleasure.
Oh, well, cheerio, cheerio. And
oh, there was Joe's only British accent there.
I said cheerio earlier.
Cheerio. Oh, all right. I've got to go use the loo. Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. And I hope you just enjoyed this episode you just listened to. Now, right now, before we sign off, I have a few things I would love for you to do. So the very first thing is to go find our guest on Facebook and tell them that you loved their episode with us. That's going to help them just feel good about themselves, but also it's going to spread the word a little bit more for us. So go find them on Facebook. Everybody's on Facebook, and go say that you love their episode and maybe one cool thing that you learned there. The second thing is to go to iTunes and subscribe to our podcast. Just look up Hustle and Flowchart and hit the subscribe button. And the very last thing, the third thing, is to leave us a review on iTunes or wherever you're listening to this podcast and help us spread the word more. That's how more people are going to get this awesome knowledge, this cool podcast training, and a whole bunch of other cool free training that we give out at evergreenprofits.com. So that's about it. Go find them on Facebook, go subscribe on iTunes, and leave us a review. You would be amazing if you did that, but you're always amazing. So thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next episode.